This is Moolah La, Money Made Simple, brought to you in part by EQ Bank, banking simplified. Visit our site for a link, podcasts.moolala.ca. Working out at the gym is a fitting metaphor for working out your finances. Credit Karma's Manisha Sharma is here with some tips on how you can kickstart your savings routine. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
This gym thing, it's almost too simple. It's a little cliche, but I still like it. What does that say about me? So let's use this as a metaphor for getting a better handle on your money. And you begin with the big weigh-in. Mm-hmm. Now, why the word big? Why isn't it just a weigh-in? Why is it a big weigh-in? Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you saying, am I big? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's a great question. And a lot of the bigness of finances comes from the fact that most Canadians fear debt.
Yeah.
So right after death, and we did a survey last year on financial fears, right after death, the number one thing that we're afraid of, over 90% of Canadians are afraid of debt. So it's
right.
Big.
I'm surprised it's after death. Because at least you're dead. You don't have to deal with it. Your family can cover it. So the big weigh-in, what does that include for people? What's the, you know, it's simple when you go to the gym and you hop on the scale. It's one number. What are the things that need to be included in the weigh-in financially?
For us at Credit Karma, one of the things that's really simple and when you do the big weigh-in is just go in and start with something like your credit score. And that works with your weight similarly because it's one number. And it's very interesting the intricacies that lead to that one number that maybe most of us don't even know.
Right. Work out a budget. This is kind of the workout plan. So you're going into the gym, you know, you're going to do cardio today or you're going to do whatever else. What are the things that go into that planning phase?
I think working out a budget is actually maybe the most intimidating part after knowing how much you weigh, the big weigh-in. And the challenge there is so many of us don't understand the language of budgeting because as children or, you know, just growing up in families, we're not exposed to that. So when you're working out a budget, it's figuring out, hey, what do I want to do? What do I want to achieve? Is it 10 pounds that I want to lose? Is it 5K that I want to save in my children's education fund, as an example? Whatever that target is, make it attractive to yourself and then figure out a path to get there.
Remember to warm up. I have made that mistake in the actual gym a number of times to my detriment. What does warming up mean when it comes to your money?
So money is so interesting because we spend money for a variety of reasons and a lot of emotions are attached to it. We found that over 50% of millennials have gone into debt just to keep up with their friends. They're excited to attend things that perhaps they don't need. So warming up means understanding, hey, what do you need to do to change in your life to get up with your finances, right? Is it small steps? Is it big steps? Is it sacrifices you're willing to make? And reward yourself, right? Don't just go cold turkey because it took you a while to get here. It's going to take you a while to get changing.
Small change, big gains. So yes, in a health context, someone who's never done anything, you'd say, hey, just get out and walk around the block once a day, and then you can work your way up to walking the 40 kilometers to work or whatever. What are the small changes that people can make?
Small changes like focusing on the budget for your night out, taking cash instead of, you know, opening up that credit card and not knowing what you're going to spend, packing a lunch, looking at free activities with your friends. Summer's out, sun's here. Maybe you need a walk instead of going and taking an expensive Instagram-worthy vacation, right? There's things you can do.
You can get an Instagram-worthy vacation just at home.
Exactly.
Surely, if you're creative enough. Okay, so jog on. The thing that you say people should jog on from are payday loans.
And I think not just payday loans, but debt in general can become a trap. And you want to jog away from that because it can lead you into a cycle that you don't want to be part of. So stay away from things that you don't need.
Rest days are important. Yes, of course they are. But what does a rest day mean with your money?
I think a rest day with your money is also knowing that, you know, it's okay every once in a while to splurge, right? It's okay to splurge when you want and not just be so hard on yourself. Be patient, right? Progress takes practice and that's okay.
Progress takes right. Wow, did you come up with that? Is that a tweetable line?
There you go.
Could be the title of your next book.
Progress takes practice.
I like it. That's good. You coined it here on Moolah La. Your last step is check your progress. Now, I know Credit Karma makes a big deal about credit reports, so let's say that goes without saying, but you'll probably say it again. What other checks should one be doing to check on progress?
You want to check where you are when it comes to your savings vis-a-vis your goals, right? Are you saving at the rate that you want to save? I will talk about credit scores because it does open up so much more to people that they realize. whether it's about getting that better rate on your mortgage, whether it's about getting access to other products, just check your progress. And it, you can update, it updates at a weekly basis on Credit Karma. Go and see how you're performing. It's, you know, people make a game out of it now, and you can go and check how you're performing, get some fun into it.
What's the downside of that? Because certainly there is a risk, and we see this on the stock market, there's a risk that people get too obsessed with those kinds of metrics, whereas credit score can move up and down for virtually no reason within a relatively narrow band. Do you really think people should be checking it regularly?
I think what you get when you check it regularly is understanding how you're performing on other metrics, because you're looking at your full credit bureau report. You're seeing if you're making payments on time. You're seeing if you're getting any hits that you didn't expect, any fraud alerts that you want to check. I agree with you that you don't want to get obsessed about it, but just looking at the fact that 90% of Canadians are afraid of their debt,
yeah,
just being aware, and even if it's you know, oh, nothing changed. Oh, it changed slightly. Oh, it's right. Going to come back. That's great. That's just a great way to start.
This is what I do for a living. So when I look at my credit report, it is yet another data point that I am amazing. I am so amazing. But for other people, and I say that only partly tongue in cheek, for a lot of people, it's very confronting to look at that number and feel like they aren't making the progress that they want to. Can be really upsetting.
I think it's important to be honest with yourself, though, of where you stand. I think by avoiding the tougher conversations with ourselves, I don't think we set ourselves up for success. Mm. So I think part of it is knowing that it's okay, right? You're not alone in this. You know, we've done a lot of surveys that show that so many people are in debt because of reasons that, you know, they're disappointed in or keeping secret from. And so I think it's important to find out where you stand and be honest.
Weigh in, workout, warm up, small changes, jog on, rest days, check your progress. Thank you, Manisha. That's a very helpful perspective.
Perfect.
Manisha Sharma is with Credit Karma. We're talking about this workout metaphor in the context of your money.